We come from two different cultures, two different backgrounds, but we share a common love for clothing, jewelry, and anything else that is handmade. When we first met 9 years ago, we immediately clicked. There was a shared culture between us, you know, there's so many similarities between the Indian culture and the Sifrit culture, and we thought, what can we do to bring these two things together and yet have something that we would love doing with each other? So we first started just doing only private viewings and, you know, attending exhibitions, but then the feedback we got was so encouraging and the clientele base grew so much that we decided to open a shop, so here we are.
Everything in the shop is made or produced, manufactured in India. Our name tags, our bags, our packaging, our stories, everything comes from India.
We're very picky. We like people to share the same values that we have. For instance, we have over 20 units in India that are producing our stuff. They're small family units because we would like to give back the producers. And same goes here. You know, whenever we, you know, every year we decide on which charity we're going to support. So part of our profits and part of our expenses in India go back to the people.
Calicut is a city in the south of India, in Kerala, where Vasco da Gama first landed. So it's basically considered the meeting point of the East and the West, much like our brand, you know, which met on the island of Cyprus, this rock in the center of the world.
And us.
East and the West meets, and us. You know, I'm from India, she's from Cyprus. Every item that we have in the shop, every production that is made, has a story attached to it. So that's why we call it the Calicut story. This year we have the wedding collection. They come from a city called Hyderabad. So basically on our last trip, we went into Hyderabad, we met with the people. They were surprised that we wanted certain designs in certain ways. And then the discussion continues. And then we decided that we would leave the artistic work to the artisans to put together. So we would tell them that this has to be silver with this kind of look. And that would excite them so much because they were going up the learning curve to support a market out of India. As time goes, they develop their own designs, they send us pictures and say, is this what you like? Can we make it like this? Can we? So usually what happens is we have only one or two pieces of each item. Yeah. We have around 22, 23 home units, family units that make all our stuff. For instance, our trays are put together by the father and the son, and the mother and the daughter and the grandmother paint them with the henna designs. That method of working is so important for us. One of the first things we brought in was this kind of earring called a jhumka. You know, it depicts the temple domes that are there in India. And this is very, very traditional to the south of India. And when people walk into where we have our products and into our store, it's easy for them to imagine how they can combine Eastern, this excessive Eastern thing with their classic Western look. You know, it makes it easy for them to imagine that. We embrace cultural fashion. We are not culture bandits, and we emphasize on slow fashion. We have a very intimate relationship with most of our clients, but I think the range of products that we have, the quality of the products and how we source them and the stories attached to them are very fascinating and honest.